Chapter 1, When You're Walking, God is Working. Imagine that you're a basket maker who has been approached to make a special basket for a special purpose. You weave together papyrus reeds overlapping one over another. Then coat the basket with a double application of tar and pitch to prevent water from leaking through. You seal every crack with an artist's perfection. The basket is paid for and collected, and you never see it again. Years later, you discover how that very same piece of craftsmanship saved the life of an infant named Moses, marked by the Almighty to be Israel's greatest deliverer. Imagine that you lived centuries ago in a town called Bethlehem. A clan of shepherds is concerned about the wild bears and lions that are attacking the flocks. The shepherds ask you for help in making them a crude weapon, something small enough to carry yet strong enough to defeat the predators. You fasten a piece of woven wool between two strips of leather and admire your finished product. Your name will never be spoken of as the creator of this weapon. But this slingshot will go down in history, made famous by a teenage warrior named David when he used it to slay Goliath. Over 1,000 years later in the same city, imagine you're the owner of a village inn. A major tax has been imposed, and every family must return to the family's birthplace to register for a census. You hear a knock on the door. Before you stands a man along with his pregnant wife sitting on a donkey. She is ready to go into labor at any time. They ask for a room, but you have none available. You offer them all you have left, a stable where you keep the animals. You are unaware that you have just provided the birthplace where the Messiah of the world will be born. Your stable will be celebrated every year when the world remembers the birth of the infant Christ. What would it be like to participate in an event that was predicted in the Bible thousands of years ago? You might not even fully realize in the moment. As far as you're concerned, you're just doing something you always do. Or you might feel helpless and hopeless, and yet one act of obedience can spark the outburst of an ordained journey. Would you recognize God at work in a divine moment as you walk it out? You're on a prophetic journey. You are part of biblical prophecy at this very moment. Our generation has been marked with prophetic promises. God is allowing us to see events unfolding that the ancient prophets only saw in visions and dreams. It's easy to forget that God is orchestrating behind the scenes as we go about our business in the process of living our lives. He has sent you on a prophetic journey. If you trust Him, you can know that He is in control and that He holds you in His hand. Read that last line again. Does it comfort you or frighten you? You're reading this book for a reason. You can't take another sleepless night. You can't kick a habit that has morphed into a full-blown addiction that is destroying your relationships with those around you. Food is more than a comfort. It's a source of security. Yet it never satiates that hunger that growls deeper each passing day. Take a breath deeply this time. Your story can change right now. One encounter, one inconvenient detour, even the desperation of wanting to heal from a trauma can bring you one step closer to where God wants you to be, whole and healed, filled with joy and purpose, ready and able to carry out whatever mission He's planned for your life. He is always at work, even if you've numbed yourself to the point that you can't even see it anymore. God is still working it out while you are walking it out. And if you are available and willing, He can give you the tools you need to overcome the nightmares that are plaguing you and keeping you from